Hampshire Public Radio. This is Word of Mouth. I'm Rebecca Lavoie. Jenny Lawson is the sharply witty writer behind The Blog S, a website with hundreds of thousands of readers a month. Some of her wryly funny posts, including one about the impulsive purchase of a giant metal chicken, have gone hyper-viral on blogs and on Facebook. Jenny's memoir, Let's Pretend This Never Happened, traces her distinct, irreverent voice back to its source, her barely believable childhood in West Texas. Virginia Prescott spoke to Jenny when her book was first released. It's now available in paperback.
We occasionally didn't have running water, and when we did have running water, the water was poisoned, so there's that. And, you know, we didn't have air conditioning and heating growing up, and heating wasn't so bad, but in Texas, no air conditioning was like almost the end of the world. We grew up pretty poor, although I have to say that to my parents' credit, I really didn't realize just how poor we were. I really just thought, well, we don't need running water that won't kill you when you swallow it. That's not something you need. That's a luxury that you get when you become a millionaire.
There's so many stories in the book that you admit that most people don't believe. Your father was a taxidermist, and you tell a story about the time he brought a magical talking squirrel into your bedroom. Can you relay that for us?
Sure. Well, what happened was I was probably about 8, and my sister was about 5, and my father was always bringing home really bizarre things like porcupines in tires and baby bobcats and raccoons wearing clothes and things like that. And he came into our room in the middle of the night, and he had a Ritz cracker box, and I was actually very happy that he woke me up for that because we never had brand name food in the house, so it was a nice, pleasant surprise. But then he opened it up, and instead there was a squirrel, which seemed anticlimactic for him. But then he told us that this was a magic squirrel, which we didn't buy at all, until he talked to the squirrel and would tell the squirrel what's 2 plus 3, and the squirrel would raise his tiny little squirrely paw 5 times and basically convinced us. And that was when I knew for sure that we were going to get out of this tiny little town. We were going to be rich. I was going to name this magical squirrel Stanley. We were going to have berets made for him and little vests, and he was going to be awesome. And it was right at that moment that my father ripped open the Ritz cracker box, and I noticed that Stanley's little stomach was distended in a really bizarre way, and that his little back paws were hanging awfully limply, and that's when I realized that this squirrel was roadkill that my father had just cut open and made into a hand puppet.
But he gets an A for effort, doesn't he?
He does. Let me tell you, it was very realistic. It was bloody and horrific, and that was pretty much the beginning of the end for me, where I was like, oh, we're not normal. We are not a normal family.
Well, being not normal is something you embrace and sort of, I would say, communicate loudly in your blog. And that's probably, you know, what has made you so popular. I mean, people find you irreverent and so funny. And your husband, Victor, he plays the kind of role of foil of sorts. And you describe him as a square Republican, not always enthusiastic about your inspirations.
Exactly.
Well, how does Victor feel about becoming your foil for millions of people? He's become popular as you.
You know, I think it doesn't really bother him because for the most part, he doesn't really read the blog. He skimmed over the book. I mean, for the most part, it doesn't really affect him. The thing, though, that I think he is seeing that is different is that the people that he works with, they now read the blog. Mm. And so they know all of these inner jokes that only he assumed we knew. And so they would make these jokes. And he would be like, how did you know that? It's like we have our house tapped. I mean, everybody knows everything. So.
And they probably know his real name.
They know Victor. Exactly.
Okay. We're talking with Jenny Lawson, known to millions of her fans on her blog and on Twitter as The Blog S. She's written a new memoir called Let's Pretend This Never Happened. And she says it's a mostly true memoir.
Right.
You're so candid in the book and on your blog about what really is a crippling anxiety disorder, and you also suffer from depression. You've written about self-harm. Would you be the blog S without these struggles? I mean, is reaching out online easier than going out and interacting in the real world for you?
I think it absolutely is. I think the internet has given me the opportunity to sort of meet people and get out there without actually having to leave my house. I am a bit of a hermit in real life. I'm a little bit agoraphobic. I have extreme anxiety disorder, which is making the book tour quite difficult, and I am very well medicated, thank God. But, you know, what's really great about the internet is that, first of all, it brings together so many people that are like me, who feel as if they were, you know, kind of misfits for their entire life and never really fit in. So when I shared that I do have anxiety disorder and panic attacks, I was amazed at, first of all, how many people were extremely supportive, but also how many people said, me too, and I've never said that before to anyone else, or, you know, my mom has it, or my child has it, and I thought she was the only one, and I was so embarrassed about it. And there's something very freeing and wonderful about being able to say, I have this issue, and I own it completely. What also has been very nice is that if I'm having a panic attack, I can actually get on Twitter and say, I think I'm about to have a panic attack. I need somebody to tell me it's going to be okay. Can you talk me down from this? And people get on, and like 1,000 people saying, it's okay. This happened to me yesterday too. Keep breathing. We're here for you. And suddenly you realize that you're not alone, even when you are alone.
But it's interesting because you seem fearless in a way. I mean, your book is very poignant when you talk about carrying a baby to term, for example, after losing to your mental illness, as we mentioned, and maybe most surprisingly, the level of affection that threads beneath your snarky stories about Victor. I wonder if this is a love letter to him of sorts.
It absolutely is. It's a love letter to my entire family. And my biggest hope with the book is that people can see that. The book itself is a humor book, and it's sort of a dark satire for, I always say, a dark satire for intellectual misfits. But at heart, it is a love story to my family and to my husband and my daughter, to sort of thank them for all of those moments that we wanted to pretend never happened, those moments that actually made me who I am today.
Mostly true. Anything so crazy that you decided not to include it in the book?
So much. There were so many stories that were so fabulous, but I could not find photographic proof of them, and I just thought no one's going to believe them. And that's the reason why there are so many pictures in the book.
Yeah, you really presaged the new media era by having pictorial records of
I absolutely did, because I was like, no one is going to believe this. Every time somebody says, but that's not true, it usually is not only extraordinarily true, but it usually was even worse than I explained it.
Jenny Lawson is The Blogess, a blogger, columnist, prolific tweeter, and author of Let's Pretend This Never Happened, a mostly true memoir. She spoke with Virginia Prescott when the book was first released. It's now available in paperback. There's a link to more, including my conversation with Jenny about that infamous metal chicken incident, at wordofmouthradio.org.